What's up, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast, brought to you by the Club app, the number one online community for DJs, where you can stream for free and not get cut off. Today, we have an amazing brother, DJ J-Man. Please, brother, introduce yourself and tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, so what's up? So thanks for having me on the show. My name is Jordan Adler, but I go by DJ J-Man or just J-Man. I'm from Mesa, Arizona. I am 25 years old. And I started DJing, on the radio, it'd be 10 years in August. So, yeah. I studied radio broadcasting, like all aspects of radio broadcasting, slash mixing a little bit at this tech school called EVIT, which is East Valley Institute of Technology, where they have multiple choices of careers you can study at. So I did that for 2.5 years, and then I got college credit, and I got a $500 scholarship to any college I wanted to go to. But I figured out that college wasn't my thing after the first two semesters. I was like, no, college is not my thing. So I screwed that up, and I was already owning my own internet radio station at the time, helping indie artists and bands get their name out and stuff. And I did that for 5 years. But I started doing a little crappy podcast, music talk podcast on Spreaker, and it just wasn't good because I'm just starting out. Well, I did my first big interview on there, but I did a few big interviews on there, but I wanted to get my name out there because my teacher wouldn't let me go on air yet until I was fully ready. So during summer school, he saw me and my friend talk in the hallway, and we was joking around and stuff. And he was like, "You guys should have your own morning show." I said, "Yeah, we should." So that's what got me actually on air on the FM dial for 2.5 years. And so me and him did a morning show, and yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice, man. And congrats on the 10-year milestone. That's huge. And being in the game and DJing for that long, you learn a lot and you progress very far in your career, and you're on the radio and doing a lot of great things. So kudos to you for your accomplishments, man. And yeah, I would love to jump into, what are some of the things that you really love about being a DJ and working in the industry?
I love music. Music is a passion of mine. It always has been since I was in my mom's stomach. She said that I would dance around in her stomach while she was at church or something. The music was on. So music had been a big passion in my life. And I knew I wanted to do something with music, or I wanted to be a actor, because I really love acting too. But and voice acting too. But I just thought that I love to communicate with the listeners and interact with the listeners and help the indie artists out and stuff. And I just love helping people. So I wanted to put two and two together and just help indie artists out and get their name out there. And I like to play all kinds of music. And before I was owning my own internet station, I was on these other internet stations, but I didn't like to get bossed around. That's one of the cons I don't like. And I love doing my own thing. So owning my own station, I can be my own boss and don't have to worry about people bossing me around.
Nice, man. That's super amazing. And it's like, how do you take something that you love doing and turn it into something that you, you know, turn into a career opportunity, and you're finding, you know, your passion and just turn it into something that you can, you know, monetize or make money from and just do as a career. So you found that in music, you found that in DJing, and that's awesome. And I'm super glad that, you know, we're able to talk and you able to share your story with the audience. You know, a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are either up and coming DJs or some people that are well established and just looking to up their game to the next level. You know, what are some things that you've learned over the past 10 years with DJing that has helped you in your progress and in your journey and that you recommend for people to kind of learn themselves to make their DJ career successful?
So my advice would be just to not give up. Keep on living your dream. I mean, before anyone knew who I was pretending to be a DJ on my little laptop, on my little desk, playing iTunes music and pretending to announce the songs. That was before anyone knew who I was. So I knew I wanted to do something to do with music, but I didn't know. So my advice is just do it. And then just speak it into life and it will come true. Just keep working hard. If people don't tell you no, just keep on doing it. I've had some people say that I suck at DJing. I don't start it on the radio. That's the thing. I have a successful Raw Genuine podcast. Which is almost at 10,000 listeners, and I don't stutter on there either. And people love like the raw and genuine side of me that I can't say on the radio, stuff that I can't say on the radio. But so, and I went to one station, and the guy was like, "You are too raw for my station." I was like, "Okay, thank you." But. I was like, I don't care that I'm raw. I love being raw and genuine. I don't usually edit my stuff. I make it like uncut, unedited. I just edit like just little bits, you know. But I love keep everything raw and genuine. So my advice is just be yourself. Like my motto in life, my motto since high school is called. Believe in yourself and you go far in life, because you don't believe in yourself, you won't go far in life. You will just die or kill yourself. And that's sad, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, I've been through a lot. I've been through photo scandals. I've been through catfish. I've been through haters. I've had all kinds of crap that happened during my career. You just gotta live life. You know, you just gotta push through it. Yeah, you know, man. If you're different in any way, you just gotta push through it.
Agreed, man. It's definitely tough out there, and you just have to have that drive and that ambition to push past the tough parts of life. And it's really important that you seek people that can help you in your journey as well. I would love to hear, you know, did you have anyone in your life that supported you or helped you in the early days of your DJ career? And how did you navigate, you know, with like any mentors or any support that helped you in your success?
I still have. He kind of backed away a little bit, but I have a radio mentor by the name of David Bowers, the David Bowers, and he has 30 years of radio experience in FM and internet radio, and he has taught me a lot of stuff with dealing with indie artists and dealing with bad press and all that. He made me become who I am today. My mom supported me. She always has supported me. My dad just got back into my life, and for like the first time that he knew that I was a DJ, he saw me graduate like online, but then. a few years ago, he came to my first for my first like little radio award show that I had, and it's good to have his support too. So I have a few friends, a few family members, and I have like, I think I have like two radio mentors that actually supported me, but everybody else, I call them like fake friends, fake people that pretend that they want to support you, then don't.
Understood, man. And how do you navigate through finding the difference between, you know, someone that may be fake versus someone that you know is genuine and legit and wants to see you succeed? How do you kind of, you know, make that decision whether someone is good or bad?
So, yeah, that is hard because I'm still trying to deal with that. It's hard to realize who is real and who is not real. You have to, like, I guess for me, like, if they, like, message you back, like, at a very timely manner, and if they are supporting, like, your stuff and liking all your posts and coming to your radio shows and stuff, and if they message you out of the blue and, like, gives you advice and stuff, and that's someone real. I mean, if they like dislike everything that you're doing and, you know, not commenting and not listening to your shows, I mean, I don't consider Facebook friends being real friends. And like most of my Facebook friends haven't liked my Facebook page at all. And that's hard to see because they're supposed to be your friends, supposed to support you. You would think, but no. So it's hard. I mean, I like to push the block button. I love the block button a lot. I'm glad all the social media accounts have the block button because and the mute. Yeah, the mute conversation button. Oh yeah. That's great to have. I love both those buttons, but that actually helps me with my depression and anxiety and panic attacks and all that. To have those buttons, it's great to have. Yeah.
Understood, man. Awesome. So talk to me about, you know, some of the things that you're working on now and what we can see from you in the future.
I am a resident DJ, well, a resident radio DJ on Station Head app, and I'm about to do like 9 hours of radio broadcasting per week starting next week. So I'm a DJ on David Rice Radio, and I'm going to be doing a show Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to 12 Eastern a.m. And so that's going to be awesome. Well, actually 12 to 3 p.m., but it's going to be 9 to 12 my time. Yeah, so I'm very excited for him to have that opportunity for me. I'm about to reach a milestone on my podcast. So I release a new episode on my podcast every week. I've been doing my podcast since 2017. Let's see, I do my own radio show. I mean, I used to own my own internet radio station, but I decided to end that and focus my attention on my podcasting and my actual radio show that I can do on my phone, which is pretty cool. I've been wanting to get into the mixing type of DJ, virtual mixing DJ. But I had like this opportunity that came up where I'm supposed to mix radio songs at this party, but then they canceled the last minute, so I couldn't do that. But I actually did a mixing radio DJ gig online on this like virtual chat room thing, which is pretty cool. So I have my own little DJ area. They made me a little like avatar guy, and I was DJing live, just like a Fortnite is doing with Marshmello and Travis Scott. I think that's pretty cool that Fortnite is having that AI option. But I don't know. I mean, I do all kinds of things off air. Like I live stream video games on YouTube. I have my own like talk show on my YouTube channel that I do with my friend. It's a very raw and genuine talk show, and we do that every week. We've been doing it for the past 9 weeks, so we're about done with season one. So season two, hopefully, if it gets renewed, will be in September of this year. But we'll see how things go. But you know, I'm trying to keep myself busy. You know, it's hard. You can't go out and do stuff since Corona. So I'm trying to keep myself busy. I mean, it's better to stay busy than depressed. So I'm trying to keep busy. I think I do way too much, and people are like getting turned off by me for all my posts that I post and all the stuff that I do. But I don't really give a crap about what they think. Yeah.
Hey man, stay busy, keep working, keep your head up, brother. And I'm really excited for you to share your story here on the My DJ Story podcast. And thanks, man, for your time. This has been great. Are you ready to jump into the lightning round?
Sure, yeah.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
A laptop, speakers, microphone. Yeah, that's it.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
Casey Kasem, Marshmello. That's about it.
What has been your favorite party or event you DJed at, and why?
That virtual gig I told you about. That was my favorite one, just because it was unique in every way possible.
Who's the most interesting person you've met through DJing?
My mentor, and I met this autistic DJ. He owns his own radio station too. He's very cool.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
A block button to block people out of your stream.
Shout out any DJs you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast.
Jacob Lee and David Bowers. I don't know. That's about it, I guess.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing their stories. And any DJs that are interested in being on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
So you can follow me at Jordan Adler Host on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's at Jordan Adler Host. And yes, you can go to my website, but go to my website, jordanadlerhost.webly.com, and everything is there. Everything, my podcast, everything is there. So yeah.
Awesome, man. This has been great. Everyone, please check out DJ J Man. He's doing great things, and we would love to have you again on the podcast and just in the community for the club. So thank you, brother. It's been great.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from The Club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.